Nolte, CNN Catastrophe, Viewership Plummets to Below 500,000. By John Nolte on December 8, 2022. Far-left CNN's total day viewership average dipped below 500,000 during the week of November 28. That means that throughout the entire week, despite all the news involving the Republican takeover of the House, the stuff with former President Donald Trump, and the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff, CNN only averaged only 495,000 viewers throughout the day. That average includes CNN's primetime hours. Oh, and Knowles' primetime viewership was also a catastrophe. Throughout the week, an average of only 556,000 people tuned in during the fake news outlet's prime hours. CNN's numbers only look worse in the context of its competition. Total day total viewers, key demo viewers. Fox, 1.331 million, 171K. MSNBC, 754,000 to 81K. Knowles, 495,000 to 101K. Primetime total viewers, key demo viewers. Fox, 1.957 million, 237K. MSNBC, 1.204 million, 120K. Knowles, 556,000 to 133K. Some of you might be wondering how such a thing is possible in a country of 330 million. In a country where around 100 million households have access to CNN. You would think that by default at least 1% of the public would tune in. Nope. In fact, that number is closer to 0.25% of the population. Allow me to explain what causes people to stop watching your news outlet. CNN accomplished this in two easy steps. Step 1, CNN did this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame the gaffe for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. Step 2, everyone stop watching. Oh, and then you move to Burbank. Remember, CNN's new chief Chris Licht is not interested in fixing CNN's Stage 5 credibility issues. If he were, he would fire Jake Tapper, not try, and fail, to promote him to primetime. He would fire Don Lemon, not move him to mornings. He would fire pretty much everyone. CNN's entire staff is smug and dishonest. They all hoard their credibility out to Jeff Zucker. That's not something you recover from. Licht's goal is only to cut costs, to make CNN's goal of spreading lies and violence cheaper.